Roger Ackroyd's Question Time Review. Question Time, 9th of May 2019. Panel. Anna Soubry, standing at the back looking mad and barking at the moon party. Amber Rudd, standing on beachy head contemplating jumping to EU land party. Jonathan Reynolds, Labour Shadow Economics Secretary. Standing anywhere you want me to party. John Mills, Chair of Labour Leave until last year. Donated £1.65 million to Labour. Standing at the side of the stage sobbing into his purse party. Nigel Farage, standing at the front of the stage pissing on the rest of panel party. Venue, Northampton. Voted Leave 58% versus 42% on a 72% turnout. Three Remainers versus two Leavers. So more like Even Stevens tonight, which didn't stop the nutters on the QT tweet thread bellowing four Leavers versus one Remainer. And Nigel Farage again. He's been on more times than anyone else. Which would indicate that these people are professional twats, seeing as Brucey Babes congratulated Clark last week on being the panelist with the most appearances. Anyone who is familiar with the plays, films Festin or August, Osage County will know how a family gathering starts out seemingly calm and civilized can quickly crack open and descend into a multi-person brawl. As always, when one is an observer, such cracker-barrel orgies of truth-telling can be highly entertaining. So it was with last night's QT. The main subject was Brexit. It just had to be with Soubry and NF on the panel. Our Fiona lobbed the first response to Anna, who I thought had scrubbed up rather well. Coiffured hair, subtle makeup, absence of bags under the eyes and generally a rather minxy look about her. If one was Leslie Phillips on the prowl, you'd see Anna across a crowded room and go ding dong. And then you'd engage in conversation with her and very quickly think, fuck me, how do I get away from this mad cow? The audience listened quietly and respectfully to her peroration, but when she hit the people's vote button, the shouting and heckling began. Ah, dear dear Anna. Whenever someone opposes her opinion, out comes the harridan of old. It's as if she keeps a witch's hat under the chair and quickly dons it to become a Disney-like bogey woman frightening all the kids. The veritable Wicked Witch of the West. You see, this is what it has come down to. We cannot have any kind of mature conversation about Brexit without it ending up in a shouting match. Perhaps it would have been useful at that moment to remind her of that occasion on stage when Lammy was spewing hate against Brexit and Brexiteers, where she was to be seen clapping merrily along like a performing seal, but we wouldn't want to spoil her argument, would we, boys and girls? Amber Rudd up next. Unlike Anna, it is impossible to eradicate the school mom from her, as if we, the parents of a wayward child, have been hauled in to be told that little Jimmy has been very naughty. Now, come on, the headmistress's agreement is the very best we are going to get, so it is in all our interests to make sure every pupil toes the line. Any dissent from the prepared dialogue is met with a stern no. No. That won't do. Come along now. We have to all pull together. A few more years and she will transform into Margaret Rutherford. Jonathan Reynolds is a Labour man I hadn't seen perform before, and I can see why. A whipped pussy of an MP, constantly fearing the momentum dagger in the back, he desperately tried to fashion some kind of neither one thing or another or all things to all men policy out of the Corbyn stance on Brexit. He too got it in the neck from the audience for his let's return it to the people suggestion. Poor bloke. He knows his time is up in politics and destined to be thrown on the scrap heap come the next GE. Then, it was NF. His simple and straightforward message that democracy must be upheld, their agreement was a dreadful document, and that the three politicians on the panel were conniving together to stop Brexit finally broke open the forced politeness of the evening and had the audience whooping and vigorously clapping. The gloves were off. From that moment on, NF held total sway with the audience, and Soubry became the screeching, finger-pointing harridan that we have come to know and loathe. All the familiar and tired old arguments came tripping out. the bus. The poster showing a line of economic migrants heading towards Europe. Funding of the Brexit Party. Every single piece of mud Subri could pick up she flung at NF, but none of it stuck. This audience was seriously woke. Even a couple of angry questioners, Farage is a racist and named me one country that has got a deal under WTO rules, got very short shrift from the majority and NF easily batted them away. John Mills provided some effective backup to NF. As a highly successful businessman, you'd think the politicians might take more note of what he had to say, but these boneheads have become so fixated on staying in the EU that any counter-argument is dismissed out of hand. Having watched Brexit behind the scenes immediately before QT, it is quite apparent to me that our venerable leaders have been led by the nose, filleted and hung out to dry by Verhofstadt and his merry men. The inability of the UK to negotiate themselves out of a paper bag, let alone out of the EU, was never more apparent than was displayed in that programme and the quality of the QT panellists, Rudd, Subri, and Reynolds. And the terrifying thing is 99% of their fellow hocktroffers are of exactly the same poor quality. Our Fiona is developing an unfortunate habit of trying to crack jokes. She can't. That's all, folks. Next week's venue, Elgin. What chances Blackford and or Swinson? God help us. Copyright Roger Ackroyd 2019.